Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Skube. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Ogilvie steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb strikes out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-1 in the game. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field. Skubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Stapleton moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Remy reaches third base with a triple. Stapleton scores. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Simmons steals second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Skubb hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Skubb hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Skubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Moore moves to second. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Skubb strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell pinch hits for Ned Yost. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.